Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So David victorious is now returning. Vayavo David el Mosayim Ho Anoshim Asher Pigru Mileches Acharei David. So David came to the 200 men who had been left behind and did not follow after David to cross the Nachal. Vayoshivum Benachal HaBesor, and he had sat them down there and he had left them behind at the Wadi, at the Nachal Besor. Why? Because they held back from following. Asher Pigru. It doesn't say Asher Nifgaru, that they were held back. It says Asher Pigru, which is an active verb in Hebrew. They held themselves back. Vayetzu l'kras David v'l'kras ha'am asher ito. And now, now they come out to greet David and to greet all of the men who were with him. Vayigash David es ha'am. And David came closer to the people. Vayishal lohem l'shalom. And he asked them how they were doing. He inquired about their well-being. So that's yet another wonderful statement about David. That David did not insult or put down his own men who had not joined him in battle against the Amaleki, but had stayed behind to guard the vessels. He considered them equal partners. So some say the coming out might mean that they were in strategic areas to show that they were not weaklings, they were not weak-willed, but they were there to prevent the enemy from escaping. So they played a part, just not an active role. But now we got some problems. Chav Beis Vayan kol ishro uvliyal mehoan Hashem asher holchu im David. Every evil and wicked man of the men who went with David spoke up. The men who went with David. The men who went with David were evil and wicked men. So it seems to be that they are evil and wicked because they are suddenly greedy. Look, maybe what they said before about stoning David was an indication of character. Because these men, and it's not the men who stayed behind that are being put down here, the men Asher Pigru, it's the men who went with David. Vayomaru Ya'an Asher lo holchu imi lo nitain lohem mehasholol asher hitzalnu. Because they did not come with me, we will not give them the spoils that we recovered. Very interesting. Not because they didn't come with us. Because they didn't come with me. Imi. Who are you concerned about? Me. Me, 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 me. The me generation. As soon as you start to become concerned with the me, with myself, me in English, or imi in Hebrew. Maybe there's a reason that word is similar. We've got a problem. Back when Klal Yisrael fought Midian in the time Moshe Rabbeinu, they had to share the spoils with the entire nation, whether you went or not. But in this case, there seems to be a different consciousness. Everyone is looking out for himself. So we brought back the spoils, but they can't have my share. They can't impinge on what I get. Millennials. Sorry. Ki im ish es ishto ve es banav vi yin hagu vi elechu. Except for each man, his wife and his children, let him lead them away and go. Whoa, 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 whoa. So let them go. Just with the wife and the kids. Let them not share with me. Now David has another crisis of leadership. Because now he's got to talk down the selfish kites among him. Which it's ironic. They just defeated Amalek. Which is the source of baseless hatred and selfishness, Amalek. Haman, think Haman. And Klal Yisrael seems to have, or David's men seem to have gotten infected a little bit. With the Ovid-19. You owe me. Vayomer David, Chav Gimel lo sasu cheinechoi. David said, my brothers, do not do this. He doesn't say we should not do this because he's not doing it. You should not do this. Do not act thus. Eis asher nosan Hashem lonu vayishmoro sanu. This that Hashem has given us. So ace in this case could mean with that which Hashem has given us. And he guarded us. He protected us. And he delivered the raiding party who came against us into our hand. So, let's not take the wrong attitude here. David is telling them, look, it's not kochi ba'otzim yadi. It's not that we were victorious because we were so great. Everything was guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. So if it's all being done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have no right to be selfish with any of the spoils. You have no greater claim to the spoils than those who stayed behind, because it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who won the battle. So back off. Who's going to listen to you concerning this matter? Because the portion of the one who went down to battle shall be exactly the same as the portion with the one who remained with the vessels, with the kelim, and safeguarded them. We needed them. Now, of course, did they risk their life in battle the way that the men who did battle did? Seems not. But in fact, this is the way it's going to have to be. And he is going to set this up as a rule from that day on. But from that day on could mean even from that day earlier, as we'll see the historical comparison next time.